This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 11th, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Will now come to order. We have, although it may not be apparent to everybody sitting in the room, we have a full complement of commissioners because Commissioner Walther, who is not physically present at the table, is with us on the telephone. Am I correct about that, Commissioner Walther?
Yes, you are, Madam.
Okay, there you are. Great. The first item on the agenda is the draft final rules and explanation and justification on civil monetary penalties inflation adjustments, and we have a late submitted document. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules and the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 13-25. Thank you.
Okay. Everybody understand the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Ms. Selenkoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good morning, Commissioners, and Commissioner Walther by phone. The draft final rules and explanation and justification in Agenda Document 1325 would adjust the Commission's civil monetary penalties for inflation in compliance with the Federal Civil Penalties Inflation Adjustment Act of 1990. That act requires the Commission to undertake these adjustments at least once every 4 years. The last time the Commission undertook this process was July 2009. We would also ask authority to make any technical and conforming amendments to the document as we prepare it for publication in the Federal Register, and I'm available for any questions y'all might have.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for counsel or any comments on the draft? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Just one comment. I always love these sorts of votes where there's a law that says we have to do something, but yet we then vote to do it. So we're really voting to publish this in the Federal Register. I mean, I don't think I can vote no unless I want to violate the Inflation Adjustment Act, whatever that might be. So I'm just noting that in case anyone thinks I've gone soft or gone strong, depending on your point of view.
No one will fault you for voting for this rule.
Liberating once you say you're leaving, but just say all kinds of things. With that, I move we adopt the agenda item, the document that's agenda document number 13-25.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 1325, the draft final rules and explanation and justification on civil monetary penalties inflation adjustments, and authorized counsel to make any technical and conforming amendments. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. Well, that was exciting. Ms. Orrick, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss today?
There are not.
Well then, in a very efficient meeting, we are now concluded with our business. The meeting is adjourned.